Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
We have a guy on the phone right now for a second date update named Trent. And Trent got a text from the girl he went out with that would put fear into the hearts of single men everywhere.
Oh, no.
She texted him and admitted, "Trent, I'm late."
Oh, no.
So.
Crazy
scared. Wait, that's what you guys go to?
Don't answer.
Trent,
block.
I mean, congratulations on the new edition.
What?
But, wow, what a way to start a relationship. I mean,
first date?
I know.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh my God, now he's denying he's the father?
Yeah, well, I mean, you knocked her up night one? Like, what happened?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what your producer told you, but that's not the case at all.
Oh my God, it does sound like you're having a panic attack.
It says that you got a text from her that said, "I'm late."
Yeah, I got a text that she was late because I was at the restaurant and she hadn't shown up yet.
Oh, that kind of late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Jeffrey.
You needed to be more clear in your email,
did
I think.
I mean,
that's where my head goes.
How late is late?
So she was about 45 minutes late, but ooh. I was starving. I kind of ran around all day. So my move was to order a dinner and shovel it in quick before she got there. And
that's a move. That is definitely a move.
Dinner?
No, wait, before we get too far. Wait. Before we get too far, what's her name?
Danny.
Danny, and how'd you meet her? Is she an online date?
Yeah, I met her on Tinder.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Go back to your shoveling food in your face.
Mm-hmm.
So she was going to run about 45 minutes late. I got there about 15 minutes before we're supposed to meet, so I thought, for sure, I can get two meals in because I was starving. I didn't eat. So I ordered a chicken parm. I didn't get any pasta. I just ordered the chicken parm.
What?
And I'm in the middle of shoveling it in, and I'm like, I'm almost done, and she walked in.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Why did you even risk it? Go with an appetizer like a normal person. That's what they're for.
Well, appetizers never fill you up. Oh, God, I was starving.
You could have just rescheduled for another day if she's going to show up an hour after you.
It was like 45 minutes. It was fine.
Wait, what did she say when she sees an almost finished chicken parm on your plate?
She was a little bit taken back. She was like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I knew you were going to be late, so I just wanted to get a little snack in me before you got here.
It's a whole dinner plate.
And she's like, that's like a dinner. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm okay. I can eat again. I'm starving. I didn't eat all day. So she kind of blew it off, and I kind of was like, I'll just give the waiter back the plate. And then we kind of started and got a glass of wine. And
let's try again.
So how did second dinner go?
Good. I had a risotto with some scallops.
Oh, my God. You really honestly ate another meal?
Yeah, I didn't have a lot of risotto, but I did enjoy the scallops.
That is, I will say, I'll give you props. That is dedication to the date. Because I'm not even a woman who, worries about, ordering a salad or whatever. But it is weird to sit down and eat with someone who's not going to eat.
Okay. Also, are you rich? Because two dinners, that's expensive, dog.
Yeah, she had to pick up the tab.
No, I picked up the tab.
All right. Okay. So tell us about Danny.
Yeah.
What's she like?
So she's awesome. You know, it was a little bit awkward at first. But she had this great hair. It bounced.
Just one of the hairs was great?
No. The whole head of hair was good.
That's nice.
I think that's awesome.
When she moved, it looked like it was in slow motion or something. It was pretty cool.
Wow. I've always been jealous of those people for sure.
Yeah. It was bouncy. You heard music when she was moving her hair. I was like, wow.
It's like a commercial.
And that's a really nice compliment, too. A woman would appreciate a compliment like that. Did you tell her?
Yeah, no, I told her. Her hair has a really great, cool bounce to it. I told her straight up.
Yeah.
Nice bounce on the
hair. A basketball head. It's really bouncy.
Well, I mean, so far it sounds like the date's going great.
Yeah. So we had dinner. And I was like, do you want to go? We're going to go to another bar and just have a drink. And she was like, well, I kind of have to meet some friends.
Hmm.
And I was kind of stinks. So I just leaned over and kissed her.
Ooh.
And then after I kissed her, she was like, well, maybe we can have a drink.
Oh, dang.
That means you're a good kisser, bro.
Ooh, that means that there is chemistry between you two.
My lips don't lie. I got some good lips.
Lips don't lie.
Probably still some had risotto on there. She was yeah.
Gross.
I had scallop and risotto breath, but she didn't mind.
Good for you, Trent.
What'd you guys do?
We decided to we were going to go back to my place and just have a drink.
Oh.
And then she was like, I kind of feel bad. I blew off my friends, whatever. And I was like, all right. It was our first date, so I didn't want to push too much. I was pretty happy that we kissed and I got her back to my place. So I was like, this is going to work, eventually or soon.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm going to go meet up with my friend. And then I was like, well, let's get together again. She's like, absolutely. And now I'm out in Never Never Land, and I haven't heard from her.
What?
That's crazy.
That sounds great.
I don't know. I was thinking maybe because the two dinners, but I thought we got past that, and then I brought her back to my place, so maybe it was messy. Yeah.
You have to be really dirty to turn a woman off.
Mm-hmm. I get
like,
girls at my
like
place.
Moldy dishes dirty.
No. I got a dishwasher. No.
Okay.
All right. So how many times have you tried to get a hold of her since your date?
3 or 4.
Dude, that's a bummer, too. Like, I want you to have another date.
Yeah, me too. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. Maybe you can squeeze a meal in before we come back.
I will. And then... I have some hard-boiled eggs on me.
Perfect. Eggs, all right. Perfect. Stuff them all in there, and then we'll call Danny for you and try and get a second date update, okay?
Perfect.
All right, hold on. If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, we've got Trent on the phone. And Trent's pretty much the manliest dude we've ever had on this show.
Really?
What? He can pack away 2 dinners in a single sitting. He appreciates a good bouncy set of hair.
Oh.
And he can make a woman ditch her friends with 1 steamy hot kiss.
That's true.
When you put it that way, Jeffrey, you bring up very good points.
Right? I can practically smell the testosterone coming through the phone, Trent.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
It smells like a T-bone steak deep fried in motor oil.
That sounds lip smacking great.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
There it is.
There's too much chest hair in this room for me to handle right now. Hey, Trent, what do you think it is? Why do you think she's not calling you?
It can't be the double dinner because she came back to my place, so she got through that. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I guess my place must have had to have been dirty or something. I think that may be why.
Hmm.
I think you're right. I mean, it wasn't the kiss.
Yeah, but there wasn't another kiss after that. Not a good sign.
It's very confusing.
Okay,
so
let's find out.
Yeah, let's figure out what the real answer is. We're going to dial the phone number for you right now, okay?
Great.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Danny, please?
This is she?
Hi, Danny. My name's Young Jeffrey. I work on the radio.
Bragmore.
Well, I'm just trying to give her some context. It's a radio show.
Hi, Danny.
I'm sorry, what? Who is this?
Sorry.
Well, we do a radio show, Danny, and we have a listener who knows you.
I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, I'll explain. We're doing something on the show called a second date update. Basically, if you go out on a date with someone and that person isn't calling you back, we'll give them a call and try and figure out a reason why.
Weird, but whatever.
It could be a really good thing, Danny.
Because we're calling on behalf of one of our listeners named Trent.
That's
not good.
Wait, so this is the radio.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, just catching on now.
And Trent contacted us, and now we're contacting you to figure out why you're not calling him back.
Mm-hmm. Did you like him?
You know what? I feel, like, really weird right now. Do I have to do this?
Yes.
No.
Legally, you're obligated, or we will sue you.
He's right. You answered. You gotta say it.
You don't have to do it, but you—I mean—you've got to like look at it from Trent's perspective. Like in his mind, you guys went on an awesome date. You shared a fantastic kiss, and then he thought for sure you'd be hanging out, and all of a sudden you're ghosting him.
Is there a reason that you're doing that?
Yeah, I just don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, he's fine with that.
You know, why would he be embarrassed?
Yeah.
Well, because I don't know if he knows what I saw.
What you saw?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I liked him. I don't know if you know what we did, you know.
I don't know if we know what he knows that he told us that we don't know.
Okay.
But I know that we want to know.
Yes.
I mean... I think, Danny, what you need to understand is Trent listens to our show, and he knows that sometimes there's, like, embarrassing information that's revealed during our second dates.
Right.
So he's prepared to hear whatever.
I mean, I liked him, like I said, and, I mean, we kissed, but I saw something at his place that I don't want to talk about. It was really scary to me.
Scary?
Yeah, really freaked me out, and...
You have a ghost?
You know,
ghost.
Well, you know, usually if I go back to somebody's place, I excuse myself to the restroom first so I can scout it out. It's sort of like what I like to do. And not that I'm a snooper, but it's just important for me to get like the lay of the land and get to know like, okay, what's this person about?
What kind of medications are they on? What diseases do they have?
Yeah, for sure.
So you snooped and you must have found something.
What'd you find?
I walked by his bedroom, and he had three tripods set up around his bed.
Like cameras?
Yeah, like tripods for cameras.
What?
Like it was really, really, really freaky.
Yeah, set it up around his bed?
Yo, one is a lot.
So I was just like, you know what? Let me get the F out of there. Because I don't know if it's like he's involved in like the adult film industry or whatever, but...
And what, that would be a turnoff to you?
Yes, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
My girlfriends were like, run.
Yeah, oh. I agree. I would tell you to get the hell out, too. Three tripods?
Even weirder, what if it isn't kinky? Like, what else could he be doing in his bedroom?
Exactly. I'm like, why do you have three tripods? So it just, I was like, you know, I'm not into freaky, weird like that, and I'm out of there. So I was really polite, and I got out of there.
Ooh. I don't blame you at all.
Well,
dude, come on.
There, don't you think there could be an explanation?
I don't even need to know it. It just freaks me out, and I'm like, nope, that's it. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Danny, you know, maybe you don't want to know, but I know everybody in this room wants to.
Oh,
so
man.
I'm just going to tell you that he is on the other line listening. And
hey, what's up, Danny? Try it.
Oh, my God. You have been listening?
Oh,
what? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, Trent, this doesn't help your case at all, I will say.
Start explaining, Trent.
Well, it does sound really odd the way she put it, but, I mean, I didn't say anything to her, but...
Do you really have three tripods set up around your bed?
Let me explain.
That's a yes!
Yes, I do, but can I explain, please?
Sure.
Okay. No, I think that's really weird, and it's so weird you did... Why am I on the f***ing radio right now?
Danny, I think we need to hear him out.
Yeah, I don't want to talk over everybody, so...
You mean like the porn star director? Yeah, no thanks.
Hold on. Go ahead. It's your turn, bro. Trent.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Now, if she asked me or looked specifically at the things... One camera's pointed at the alarm clock. One camera's pointing at the light. One camera's pointing at about the area where my head is, where I sleep, because I'm doing a documentary on sleep.
Oh, come on.
So a porn guy wouldn't have a camera pointing at a clock or a lamp and then a pillowcase.
Oh, yeah, you would know, wouldn't you, Trent?
Yeah.
You know exactly what a porn guy would have.
That does make sense.
You just automatically believe them.
So if I was filming movies, would I want to bring her back to my house?
If you're filming adult movies, that's exactly why you would want to bring her back to your house.
Oh, God. It's not the case at all. I'm doing a sleep study, and I'm filming it. It's like my own documentary.
Oh, that whole time we were talking, and I was asking, like, what else are you involved in? What else do you like to do? And you never once said, oh, I'm doing a docu-series on sleep patterns or whatever you just said.
Because it's just not really something I talk about. It's a little odd.
He doesn't want to brag.
No, I mean, I will say, okay, Danny, to his credit, I will say he came up with a reason for it immediately. He didn't have to stop and think about it. Trent, can she see any of your work that
Absolutely,
you've done?
Yeah. I have like the last 30 nights of my sleep. I mean, it's pretty boring, but I mean, we have to cut it all together and stuff. But...
Well, yeah, the first part of those things usually are boring, but then the pizza guy comes. And then the documentary gets real interesting.
The date comes back, and all of a sudden...
Yeah, I don't really know if I get that or buy all that.
I'll show you the project. Like, I'm not the pervert like you guys are portraying me to be.
No,
yeah, Danny, he'll show you his project if you show him yours.
That's not what he means.
Jim is not helping.
So, Danny, I think Trent does sound like a pretty legit guy.
I think everybody in this room believes Trent. I think that you need to give him a second shot.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not sure about this.
Well, maybe you should watch his porn actor docuseries, and you can tell whether or not you want to do it.
Okay. You know what? I think I'm out.
No, he's joking. No. Jeff's joking.
I'm
stop, Jeff.
Danny. Okay, I can't stop myself. I'm just too dang funny.
Stop. Danny, Danny, it's a sleep documentary. Come on, if Trent emails you the link to see whatever boring video he's doing, he's and obviously not making money for a reason, okay?
All right. All right. If he sends me the link and I can, if it's like on Vimeo or something, and I'll watch it, that's what he's really been doing.
I can do that.
So if you're willing to, we will pay for you guys to go out on a second date and you can watch the documentary together.
I will watch it and then I will decide if I'll do the date.
Okay. But if the documentary goes well, we want royalties off that thing.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Gross. Do not give me any credits in it. I don't want any credits.
I'm trying to sleep. Let's do this.
I want a guest appearance.
No, Danny, I really want you to watch the film.
I'll give it a shot.
Trent's probably freaking out right now, thinking, like, damn, I got to get home and film myself sleeping for 3 hours so I can send it to her.